Ariel Henry is a politician. You know, he's been in politics for quite a few years, and his work at some level in government administration, not in this government administration, but past government administration. At some point, he was part of the opposition to Jovenel Moïse. So choosing Ariel Henry, that was the last big decision that President Jovenel Moïse took before he was assassinated, like 2 days before he was assassinated. He chooses Ariel Henry to be prime minister to replace Dr. Claude Joseph because he wanted to open the door for the opposition. He wanted to have a consensus between, you know, the government and the opposition so he can have more people take part of the coming election. Because that was one of the requirements from the international communities, the United Nations and, you know, the US, France, Canada, and the what they call the core group. So that was one of the requirements. He needed to surround himself with more and more people from all branches of the opposition, the civil community, you know, the entrepreneur, and everybody kind of have like a big diversity of people representing in the new government that he wanted to form. So that's why he chose Ariel Henry to be the new prime minister. But in his cabinet, he still have at least 7 ministers who worked with the past government over Jovenel Moïse. So it's an opening to the opposition. There are some opposition leaders in this new cabinet. There are some people from the civilian community, from some entrepreneur part of this government. But we still have a kind of continuity with a lot of people from Jovenel's party, PHTK. And the mission of this government, he has only one mission: make sure there's an election before the end of the year so we can have a new president by February 7th, 2022.
Handy, Tuesday also saw the announcement by the officials there conducting the investigation into the assassination of former President Jovenel Moïse that at least 3 people had been arrested. What can you tell us about them and the status of the investigation?
Today, the chief of police, he announced he confirmed 3 arrests. There was a press conference on Tuesday. He announced 3 arrests. 2 police officers named Bonnie Gregoire and Clifton Hippolyte, and 1 civilian named Dominique Covin. So all these people, they were arrested because they participated in some meetings. They participated in like a lot of meetings with the commando, Colombians, and other people that were previously arrested, including Christian Emmanuel Sanon, who was appointed as the intellectual commander of the assassination. So these people, they were arrested because they have connections with the people that were previously arrested, and they participated in a lot of meetings with these people in planification of the assassination. And they still have 3 people of interest. They issue some warrants for them. One of them is called John Joel Joseph. He's a former senator. He was senator during the presidency of René Préval. He was senator twice. We also have Rudolf Ja, who is an entrepreneur. He owns a few businesses, a few big enterprises here in Haiti. And also they're looking at Félix Roberto Badiou. Félix Roberto Badiou is very interesting because they point him as the leader, as the one who gave the order to kill the president. What we know is that a lot of arrests have been made, like 7 for now. But in the population, in the general population, you know, 2 weeks later, the people in the streets, they are asking for answers. They want to understand. They want to know exactly what happened.